This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking the question, do you have a case of spiritual myopia? And first, let us agree on the term myopia, which simply means improper focus. It means that when we're trying to focus on an object, it becomes blurred and fuzzy. The eye, in other words, is incapable of bringing light to an object and to bring that object into sharp focus. Now, in the spiritual realm, it means that we can clearly see all of our problems. We can see all of the obstacles on our path, but we lose sight of our provision and ultimately who is our provider. And this is precisely what happened with the disciples when it came to feeding the 5,000. So one evening, Christ was teaching a large crowd and the disciples suggested, "It's getting late. Let's send these people back home so they can get some food." Of course, Christ said, "No need for that. I've got 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. I will multiply them. Everyone can stay put and eat." The disciples, to their own defense, wasn't aware that Christ was going to do that. But here's the key. Shortly thereafter, there was an opportunity to feed now 4,000. And what happened? The disciples came down with a case of spiritual myopia. They focused on the problem, which was a lack of food, and they didn't focus on the provider, who was, of course, right there among them. So today, if you have spiritual myopia, lose it and hold on to these words. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3:2. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, focus on your provision.